Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your top freight agent training expert here in Pasadena, California. This is a free high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. On the call today, I'll show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call today, go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of these recorded podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to really explode your freight business today. When you get to my Freight Sales Success Store, guys, you will see a number of products available there for sale. My flagship product being my Freight Sales Success Guide. I will say this, when you join our top high-producing office, you do get this free to get you on your way to becoming a successful agent. If you don't want to join our office, the price on that is $47. You'll also see my Freight Sales Success Quotes, looking for motivation, whether as a professional freight agent or not. These quotes will give you that motivation. Also, my Freight Sales Success Skills, all available at tedkeysonline.com/Freight Sales Success Store. And guys, while you're there taking in all this free information, go to the contact page and enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your personally weekly invite to this and every call, along with the attachments that I go over every call. By getting on my contact list, you'll receive the attachments that I actually go over on the call. And by doing that, you'll also receive, by opting in there, you're going to receive my free report. This is free, titled 11 Ways Freight Agents Will Increase Their Income. And if you have any questions today, or are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team, then call me, Ted Keyes, at 626-309-9141. Great topic for today, guys. Our training topic for today is how to get past the gatekeeper. Let me say this again, how to get past the gatekeeper. Provided you are on my contact list, go to any one of those invite emails that I sent you today. Scroll down to the bottom. There's a number of attachments that we are going to go over today. Opening up with that first one, first document is how to get past the gatekeeper. Now, you're going to find out real soon that as you make contact with the marketplace, there will always typically be one individual that you've got to talk to before you get to your shipping decision maker. In layman's terms or in industry jargon, we call that individual the gatekeeper. Let me just read on a little bit about how to bypass that gatekeeper professionally and with ease and to actually get to the shipping decision maker. Now, successful freight sales agents become familiar with the gatekeeper. This is the individual whose job it is to prevent people from getting access to who you're searching for, and that is your shipping decision maker. Typically, it's a personal secretary or assistant. In some companies, it's the receptionist, or it could be the switchboard operator. Here are the top 10 tips that I'm going to go over today to get past the gatekeeper. As I said, professionally and with ease, and to reach your shipping decision maker every single time. Again, these are going to be 10 tips that I go over here today. I'm going to tell you what each one is. I'm going to repeat what it is so you understand what it is I'm talking about. The first tip, remember, when you're attempting to get past the gatekeepers, remember that the gatekeeper is not your enemy. One more time, the gatekeeper is not your enemy. Whoever's acting as a gatekeeper between you and the shipping decision maker, they're just doing their job, plain and simple. Part of that job is managing demands on the shipping decision maker's time. A lot of folks, like you, are calling this guy on a daily basis. The gatekeeper only assists in managing the shipping decision maker's time. One second. Seeing the gatekeeper as the enemy creates self-imposed psychological barriers that will be difficult, if not impossible, to remove when you view them as the enemy. So tip number one, do not view the gatekeeper as your enemy. Here's tip number two, guys. Tip number two is sound like a senior manager. And in sounding like a senior manager, because you've been around a while, you're not going to call and say, who am I trying to find? That is not what a senior manager sounds like. So tip number two is to sound like a senior manager. Management never gets treated the same as the regular workers or as the regular workforce. If someone believes that you're important, they'll treat you differently. It's that simple. Use a relaxed and calm voice. Speak slowly and articulately. Don't divulge more than what's necessary. And during the opening seconds of your conversation, guys, if the gatekeeper senses that you're in their senior, they won't risk offending you by probing too deeply with you. So tip number two, sound like a senior manager. Let's go over tip number three, guys. Tip number three is the gatekeeper is a wealth of knowledge. Based on that, again, the gatekeeper is a wealth of knowledge. Treat them as such. They can be very helpful to you, believe it or not. While the gatekeeper's job is to restrict interruptions to the shipping decision maker's daily routine, they do know a great deal of important information about the shipping decision maker and their business. Use this opportunity to check that the person that you want to speak to actually is the shipping decision maker. Check your facts with them. Ask simple, non-intrusive, open-ended questions to build up a picture of both the gatekeeper and the shipping decision maker. So, tip number three, the gatekeeper can and will be and is a wealth of knowledge for you. Here's tip number four, guys. Tip number four is don't sell to the gatekeeper. Do not sell to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper has several distinct powers. Remember, this individual has a level of power in their organization. One of them, believe it or not, is the power to connect you to the right person that you're searching for. However, they typically don't hold any decision-making power. So this is a powerful person. When the gatekeeper asks, can I tell him, her, what your call is regarding? Well, do not pitch your service to them, guys. First, it'll waste your time. Second, it'll irritate them, and now they'll be waiting for the opportunity to tell you that they cannot assist you. Simply put, don't be desperate to connect with the shipping decision maker, nor sell to the gatekeeper. So tip number four is don't sell to the gatekeeper. Tip number five, here's what you're going to do for tip number five, and that is engage them and don't evade them. One more time, engage the gatekeeper and do not evade them. Don't be awkward and try to sneak past the gatekeeper. If there's anything that you do, do not attempt to sneak past the gatekeeper. As I said, I'm giving you tips how to get past, but I'm not telling you how to sneak past. Chances are you'll get cut off at the knees if and when you attempt that, guys. Actively engage with the gatekeeper. Now, don't do this in a, you know, how was your weekend last? You know, how was your weekend? Don't do that. Don't get too personal or pry, guys. However, you can gently probe. If you don't get to the shipping decision maker right away, engage the gatekeeper. Again, engage the gatekeeper so they have a positive and friendly attitude toward you when you call there again. And here's the thing, you will call there again if you're going to get this company's business. You're unlikely to become best friends. Again, you're not going to be best friends with the gatekeeper, but building a relationship and a rapport with them will help them want to assist you in the end. So tip number five, engage them and don't evade them. Tip number six, guys. Tip number six is, I call it easy does it. meaning, whoa, Nelly, hold back, easy does it, tip number 6. If you're nervous, stressed, or tense, you'll transfer those feelings to your voice, behavior, and the choice of words that you use. All this makes an impact on the gatekeeper and how they perceive you and, therefore, how they'll receive your request for access to their information. Take some deep, slow, quiet breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth and put yourself at ease. Again, through your whole conversation with them, guys, put yourself and keep yourself at ease. When the gatekeeper answers, smile and confidently greet them with ease. As I said earlier, they won't bite you. I'll stress that again. The gatekeeper is not going to reach through the phone and bite you, nor will the shipping decision maker as well. So number 6, just take it easy. Easy does it. Tip number 7, guys, is plan. Plan for your call and don't script. Again, plan and don't script. Tip number 7, unless you're a great actor, don't use a script on the gatekeeper. Don't use a script on the gatekeeper. Be at ease. Plan when you do that. They're likely to hear the scripted tone in your voice. Instead, plan how you'll approach them. What approaches you take depends on the ranges of responses that they make. Plan your responses to key objections that the gatekeeper may give. However, leave yourself room for improvising your dialogue. So, tip number 7 again is plan and don't script. Do not use a script. As you'll see in that sales call information sheet, I do have a number of scripted questions on there, but when you become a new freight sales agent with our office, I always tell you when I go over that, these are the questions that you ask, but don't use them as a script. Use them how you would do it according to your personality. So tip number 7, plan and don't script. Tip number 8, what's your transitive verb? Again, tip number 8, what's your transitive verb? Do you know that while you're speaking to the gatekeeper, you consciously or unconsciously employ a transitive verb to do something to them? Did you know that? Well, a transitive verb is an action word that's vocalized to someone such as charm, amuse, or press. In our oral communications, verbs are used as tactics to get results from other people. It's essential that you be in control of the words you're speaking. Think about the words you say throughout the conversation that you have with the gatekeeper. So tip number 8 is, what's your transitive verb? Tip number 9, at some point, the gatekeeper is going to ask you, and this is in reference to the shipping decision maker. When you ask for the shipping decision maker, they're going to ask, is he or she expecting your call? Again, one more time, is he or she expecting your call? This question is largely irrelevant because you want to speak to the shipping decision maker nonetheless. However, in order to bypass the gatekeeper, use the shipping decision maker's first name only when you actually have it. Ask, just come right out and ask, can I speak to Jenny, please? Can I speak to Roy, please? Can I speak to Ray, please? It sounds more like a personal call. Remember, your goal is not to inform the gatekeeper. Your goal is to bypass them and get and arrive at the shipping decision maker's phone line. Next, they may ask, is she expecting your call? Simply reply like this or with something similar. Yes, I sent them some information recently, and we have to discuss it before the close of business today. So, tip number 9, when they ask, or they're going to ask, is she or he expecting your call? Make sure you have these answers at the ready when they do ask you that, and believe me, they will ask you that. Tip number 10, here's your last solution. Tip number 10 is your last solution, and that is, it's not the best solution, I will say this. However, ask if you can be put through to the shipping decision maker's voicemail when that's the last option that you have on the board. As in a regular sales environment, quickly point out a benefit for the gatekeeper for doing this. If they say that the shipping decision maker is, for example, out to lunch or in a meeting, and you've already called several times, point out that you've already taken up a lot of their time and ask them if you can be put through to the voicemail to save bothering them further. So, number 10, that is your last solution. Your last solution is, can you put me through to their voicemail? And again, when you do, I give you great examples of voicemail tips to leave in your freight sales success guide toward the end. In closing, guys, in closing for this topic, remember marketing, and especially marketing yourself, is a personal art. What works for one freight sales agent may not and will not work for another freight sales agent. So these 10 tips are a starting point. They're only a starting point for developing your own personal method of bypassing the gatekeeper rather than seeing them as a cast iron instructions to be ritually followed. Again, these tips are only tips. They're great tips. Use them to bypass the gatekeeper. But if there's one thing to remember, the one main thing to remember here is that I believe I talked about this in tip number one, and that is the gatekeeper is not your enemy. And this is somebody that you're going to be speaking to for a while, because if you're calling and they're on the line, that means that they're the individual that answers a phone. So do not view them as an enemy. View them as an ally that will assist you in getting more quickly to the decision maker. Let's move on from that document. Let's go ahead and open up that second document. Let's talk about what it actually, I'm going to go over a few points here and actually things to remember when you are calling for that shipping decision maker. So open up that second document, guys. Remember, when you are calling your prospects and customers, don't say anything that can be construed as deceptive, such as saying it's a personal call when it's not, or you're following up on a previous call when you haven't spoken. Again, the main point of that is in the beginning. Don't say or do anything that can be conceived as being deceptive. What's going to happen when you do that? Well, believe me, the gatekeeper is going to remember you. If you call in saying, hey, this is a personal call, or you're following up as you have before, they will remember if they catch you. So don't say or do anything that can be construed as being deceptive, especially because you're going to be calling there many more times and actually moving their freight. Let's go ahead and move on from there, guys, to that next document. And that next document reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, by the way, all of these are about talking to the shipping decision maker. This one here, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't attempt to go above, around, through, over, or past the gatekeeper. Let me say that one more time. Don't ever attempt to go above, around, through, over, or past the gatekeeper. Work with them so you're perceived as being professional and a professional. These folks want to talk and deal with professionals. Trust me, they get a lot of stuff like this during the course of their day because they have a lot of folks attempting to get a hold of the shipping decision maker. You're going to stand out. And one way you're going to stand out is when you basically stay on the phone, stay solid, and don't try any of these shenanigans. So don't attempt to go above, around, through, or past the gatekeeper. Let's go ahead and move on to that next document, guys. And that next document reads, again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, identify yourself fully to the gatekeeper. Again, identify yourself fully to the gatekeeper. List first and last name and company when asking for the shipping decision maker. Here's why. They're going to ask you this question anyway. So identify yourself fully to the gatekeeper, tell them your first and last name and company when you're asking for that shipping decision maker. Hey, remember, they have the power here to switch you through. The more professional that you sound, the quicker they're going to put you through. If you sound unprofessional, why would they put you through to the shipping decision maker when you sound unprofessional? Why are they going to put somebody through that doesn't sound professional and waste the shipping decision maker's time? Because if they do send somebody through that isn't professional, they're going to hear it from the shipping decision maker anyway. So just one more time, identify yourself fully with your first and last name and your company name. Why? Because they're going to ask you these questions anyway, so have that information ready. Let's go ahead and move on to our next document, guys. Our next document reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to build rapport. Again, build rapport with the gatekeeper. Why? So that they'll work with you and deliver your message personally. Again, build rapport with the gatekeeper so that they'll work with you and deliver your message personally. How much easier could you get it when you have the gatekeeper delivering your message personally to the folks that are going to give you freight to move and provide an income with you? So remember to build rapport with the gatekeeper. Let's go ahead and move on to our next document. Just moving on. Keep going here, guys. I do have quite a few of these documents today. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, guys, ask the gatekeeper for their assistance. Again, ask the gatekeeper for their assistance or anyone at your prospect's company, whoever answers the phone, whether it be a gatekeeper or somebody else, ask them for their assistance. Why? It'll make them feel special and you'll get valuable information. Here's how you do this. Can you assist me? Real simple. With a question mark. Can you assist me? And then don't say anything. So ask the gatekeeper for their assistance or anyone at that prospect's company. It'll make them feel special. And what's going to happen? They're going to give you valuable information. Let's go ahead and move on to that next document. That next document reads, guys, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, ask the gatekeeper to assist getting your message personally to the shipping decision maker. One more time, ask the gatekeeper to assist personally. Will you please get my message? Will you take it there yourself to the shipping decision maker? Boy, you got some power when the gatekeeper actually does that, takes your message personally. Again, to that individual, it's going to make the decision of whether you move their freight or not. So ask them to do it personally. Will you please make sure that my message gets to your shipping manager? Let's go ahead and move on, guys. As you can see, I've got a lot of these. I have a lot because it's so important to deal with the gatekeeper with professionalism and to do it correctly. That next document reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to compliment the gatekeeper when it's warranted. Again, compliment the gatekeeper when it's warranted. Here's how you're going to do that. You're going to be sincere. Why? It makes them feel important. It's going to build rapport, and they'll remember the next time you call. A lot of information there. So let me say that again, guys. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to compliment the gatekeeper. However, only when it's warranted. And you can only compliment them when you feel that there's a connection between the two of you. Always be sincere. Why? It's going to make them feel important, and it's going to build rapport, and they'll remember you the next time that you call. Let's go ahead and move on to our last document, guys, and that is, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, always ask for the shipping decision maker's direct number. If you don't have that, again, always ask for the shipping decision maker's direct number. Why? Well, because the next time you call, you're going to have that direct number. If their number is different than the gatekeeper's, you can get them directly. So always ask and make sure the shipping decision maker has their own number. If they do, make sure you ask for it. Great topic today. I can't stress how important it is that we deal with the gatekeeper with professionalism, with patience, with kindness, with love. That's how important this topic is and how important it is that we get past them and reach the actual shipping decision maker. In closing, guys, in closing my topic today, if you want to receive the email notices and attachments for this and every call, then go to tedkeysonline.com/contacts and enter your contact details. It'll be right there off to the right, guys. Another question. Do you have any questions about the call today, or more importantly, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales team? Then again, call me, Ted Keys, at 626-309-9141. As you can see, guys, when you do join our team, you will see that if there's one thing I do when you join our team is that I train you with professionalism, with patience, but I do it correctly. And believe me, training is never ending, even for myself. Guys, thanks for joining me today. Take care. God bless. I'll see you again next week, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Again, take care. God bless. We'll see you again next week.